The Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Dr. Benjamin Kumbul, says the payment of judgment debt must be handled seriously by the Public Accounts Committee, since records show that the payment of many of such debts are still pending. He said the current prominence the issue has generated makes it imperative for government to put structures in place regarding how the state should handle cases of judgment debt. Dr. Kumbul was speaking when he appeared before the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament. The committee looked at the payment of a 94 million euro judgment debt to Construction Pioneers, CP. Here is a report from our parliamentary correspondent.
The appearance of the Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Benjamin Kumbul, before the committee follows a meeting of the committee with two former ministers of the portfolio, Betty Moldi Drisu and Joe Garty, over the payment of the 94 million euro judgment debt to Construction Pioneers. The meeting with the former ministers, however, did not provide all the answers the committee wanted, as both demanded copies of the documents covering the payment. Mr. Kumbul also noted that a document the committee put forward could not be looked at in isolation, since other relevant documents needed to be added to assess the circumstances that led to the payment. Mr. Kumbu advocated the need for a remedy to the payment of judgment debts.
The issue of judgment debts and their settlement has to be a matter that this committee should take seriously, and that is why I am prepared to offer the committee all the support. Construction Pioneers and other judgment debts that have been sampled out by the Auditor General and reported is just a tip of the iceberg. By the time I plead with this Honorable House to extend its functions to include other non-audit report judgment debts, we will all be sober in this country in terms of what has happened. We want to trace the history from the 1970s till where we sit now, and we are still counting our losses and not mitigating it. The number of people who would have caused financial loss to this state is enormous. If you even periodize it and you see the quantification, where it was obvious that if you had paid 3 cedis last week, you will not be called upon to come and pay 10 cedis in 2 weeks. People could not take that decision.
The chairman of the committee, Albert Kandapa, wondered why 14 million euros of the sum was paid in 2009, even before the agreement was reached in 2010. The minister, however, noted that the payment of the said amount was part of the judgment debts.
A report was filed by Stephen Kweyi, Issa Shaibu, and Augustus Akwe.